Good afternoon, everybody. It's me and Vikram today for our fourth edition of This Is What I Do When I Should Be podcast. And in this case, the answer to that question is what I should be doing right now. I owe a book review, and I've been wanting to write a book review of Brian Booker's excellent collection of short stories called Are You Here for What I'm Here For? And rather than bore you with the details of how I plan to review that book, I'm going to skip it all together and write it when I'm good and ready, and instead have some fun with Vikram here and talk a little bit about what we've been up to in the last couple of weeks and some other books that we are reading. So, Vikram, what do you have to say? You want to greet the audience?
Hi, this is Vikram right here. I hope you're having a good time this summer. So we were at a biking and skateboarding camp. And so we did skateboarding in the morning and biking in the afternoon. Well, we learned how to do tic tacs, go up the quarter pipe, and do crab walk. On biking, we learned how to, we learned attack position and how to change gears. So,
what's the attack position? What does that look like?
The attack position is you're standing up and both your pedals are flat.
Okay.
So,
and your legs are in a bit of a crouch?
No, you're standing fully.
You're standing fully?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not hunched over the handlebars?
No. You're fully standing.
All right. Can you, and you can't pedal in attack position?
No.
You're strictly coasting.
Yeah, you're just coasting standing. And I think it's because if you're going on two ramps put together or a trail ramp, your pedals could get stuck.
Okay. So this keeps your pedals as far from the asphalt as possible.
Yeah, that's my guess.
I get it, because they're both flat.
Yeah. Interesting. And on Wednesday, when I got home...
Oh, this is interesting. Yeah, what happened to Vikram? In the middle of the week of skateboarding all day... Skateboarding all morning, biking all afternoon. He comes home on Wednesday.
And I'm taking a shower, reaching for my towel. I slip, hit my chin on the toilet seat, and have to get stitches.
How many stitches?
I had to get three.
Three stitches on the...
chin.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
How long did you have the stitches for?
I had them in... So I got it on Wednesday... Took him out on Tuesday, so about 5 days.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That was tough. Mm-hmm. Were you able to swim in the meantime?
Nope.
So you guys had a lot going on. You had biking, skateboarding, swimming, but you couldn't swim because of the stitches.
Yeah, I had to skip two classes.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but luckily we're here at the beach and I can swim.
So what beach are we at?
We're in Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
That's right. Who else is here with us?
We have Nana, Papa, Madeline, Luke, Ben, Megan, Katie, Aunt Bunky, Uncle John, Aunt Catherine, and Uncle Chris.
That's right. We're all here. We're watching the Olympics. We've been watching a lot of Olympics.
Yeah.
It's a very sporty summer. Lots of visits. Now we're up here having fun at the beach. Went surfing this morning, right?
Yeah, I went surfing this morning.
How was that?
That was pretty good.
You get knocked in the chin again?
Yep, I fell off, got knocked in the chin, luckily right next to where it stitches, and it only hurt for like 30 seconds.
So tell me about it. Tell me about what you got to watch out for when you're first learning to use a board.
So when you're going in, you have to keep your weight balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have your nose sticking down in the water.
Right, if you're too far forward on the board, the nose sticks down and... the thing will flip over behind you.
Right.
What else?
When you roll off, you can't just get up immediately because the board has sharp fins. You have to stay underwater for a few seconds, wait till the board goes by, and you have to get in a position that protects your head. So it's like your one arm over your eyes and such, and then one over your, the back of your head.
Right.
And so
this morning, the first time you bailed, the board didn't get far enough away from you, and you came up. Obviously, most people do this when they come up out of the ocean they're trying to catch a breath, and so their head is up, their face is up, their chin is up, and that was what you were doing, trying to catch a breath, and then the fin went, foop, right next to the spot where you got...
Wait, was it the fin?
It was the fin. The fin. No, you wouldn't see. Of course not, because you're thrashing about. So then we had to get out of the water, right, and take a breath, get relaxed, talk about the situation. Then we got back in, and you caught a nice one.
Yep.
We're not quite to the point of standing, but frankly, at this level, catching some white water and riding that board in is a pretty good achievement. Also, the water's kind of, I wouldn't call it rough, but the waves are coming pretty thick and fast, so it's hard to get settled on the board nice and comfortably.
Yeah.
That's what we're up to. Lots of sports, lots of events.
Oh, and there was a way, a like, huge wall of water. I was standing right in front of it. I didn't do anything. Oh. And it caught me, and I did 2 somersaults underwater.
Crazy stuff.
That was fun.
Is the water warm? Is the water cold?
It's cold, but it feels good because it's like 100 degrees up.
It is 100 degrees out, and then the water's freezing. There's some kind of a cold current coming up the coast right now.
Yeah. It's the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, so that's our sporty summer. What about books? Are we into books these days? Are we reading anything?
Yeah.
What are you reading?
I read Hobbit. I'm reading Hobbit.
You read The Hobbit?
Yeah, The Hobbit.
By
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tell me what you think of it.
What you
thought of it.
It's a really good book, and J.R.R. Tolkien's a really good author. Also, it's a part of a series that has 3 other books. They're Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And The Hobbit's kind of a prelude to the 3 Lord of the Rings books.
That's right.
So, The Hobbit's about The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, Gandalf, Thorin, and these dwarves. They go on a quest in the Misty Mountains. I'm not going to give you too much. And so they meet, like, all kinds of things. Giants, trolls, orcs, eagles, elves, giant spiders, goblins, trolls, lots of things. So I think that's all I'm going to give you about it.
That's all we get from you today on it?
Well, maybe not, but...
No, that's good. That's a good start. I mean, I think you're kind of giving the listeners a sense for the fact that this is an adventure/fantasy story.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any such things as hobbits?
No, it's not real.
Some people would say so.
Yeah.
And doesn't it seem like they're real, though, the way the book is written?
Yeah, it really.
It sort of brings fantasy into the realm of reality, if you can believe that. And the one thing that you didn't mention in terms of the features that Bilbo and the dwarves face at the very end, did you mention the dragon?
No, I've not mentioned Smaug, the terror of an entire countryside.
That's right. And so I think when we do get together, get back to talking about The Hobbit, we're going to get into some of the songs and how the lyrics and the music play out in the story itself.
My favorite part of the book is just the songs and the poems.
Right. I wish you could remember the smash the plates, crack the cups. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates. That's the first song in the whole book.
Yeah. But I also like Far Under the Mountains Grim and Caverns Deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Far Over the Misty Mountains.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, and like I said, I've been trying to get to this review of Brian Booker's Are You Here for What I'm Here For? A collection of 7 short stories. Very dark, brooding, psychologically interesting set of stories. And I'm looking forward to reviewing. I've been meaning to review it for some time. But I think it's one of those books, and it's that kind of writing that you don't want to just dash off the review, because I certainly appreciated it a great deal and look forward to putting my thoughts on paper regarding it. Otherwise, we're going to go back and do some swimming, I think. We're also going to, before we head out back out to the beach because it's so boiling hot, we're going to spend some more time indoors and listen to another story that we had started listening to during our trip to Michigan. What was that story?
Trumpet of the Swan.
Oh, my God. The Trumpet of the Swan. So good. It's just
wonderful. It's read by the author.
The author. Who's the author?
E.B. White.
E.B. White. What a writer and what a reader. So dynamic.
Uh-huh.
We'll do another podcast on that alone, too. But that's going to be with Amma and Mohan.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, shall we sign off for the day?
I think we should.
Okay. Thanks for listening. This has been This Is What I Do When I Should Be Reviewing This Book.
Or Going to the Beach.
Going to the Beach. Catching some waves. Adios.
Yeah. Adios, caballero.